friend that do I?
May 10th. Well, you'll have time. Supplemental budget hearing.
Tiffany's doing something in the end of May. Joseph. What's in Joseph at the end of May?
Ever get or something. I don't know why it was so different. It's just a couple of years later.
Hurricane Creek run.
I did it last year.
She's been doing some big time working out.
It was such, I felt such a sense of it.
Yeah.
And really, the first 8 miles, I could have done in my sleep. 8 to 10 was getting tough. 10 to 12 was.
But the hardest part is when you can see spray but you can't get to it.
The last mile, I pretty much literally just wanted to cry the whole time. But I'm not going to cry in public, so I just forced myself not to.
I was looking like, it's right there. I just can't get to it. Just kept going and going. It's like it never got closer.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time. Because I originally was going to go to the rodeo after. I sat there for a few minutes like, Tom's not even here because he had to go to Texas for his niece's wedding. Tom wasn't even there. I'm sitting there by
That's
myself.
Fine.
I was like, screw this.
I don't have to.
No, you don't.
You got to write
Well, Sandy's taken that name. So I sent an email to John and Jim and I said, who's in the kitchen? Who's cooking?
In their barbecue. This year, at least I just get it.
But it's like, it's not my job, people.
Yeah. You mean like the 5K, but... Just wait until they say
you're good. Leah, I do not have a copy. Maybe I do. Of the supplemental budget?
It goes away eventually.
Of the resolution?
Yeah.
Probably get a shot and make it better.
Quite honestly, if they're not going to do it, damage things, if it just hurts and goes
this
away.
Right,
oh, I got
it's
it.
Not so, it's
you
not
do
unbearable.
Got it?
I mean, it's uncomfortable, but it's not unbearable. So it's like, if it's just going to be that, forget it. I'm just going to do my thing and
treat
it when I have to treat it.
There's
hopefully by next year.
Right away.
Oh, yeah, the CEO of the clinic.
The corner up for Megan Cromwell and those entire. So we need to put on the little water.
All right. I am going to open the supplemental budget hearing for all public comment and discussion. Do we have any? I'll leave it open for a few minutes in case someone's running late.
Sneaking in.
So what are we supplemental budgeting?
The ARPA money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You see the RV on the corner? What's that guy's name down there? It's gone. He's not living it.
Larry.
It's gone.
It's in the backyard.
Oh, I could
It's
see
actually
it.
In the alleyway. That is not his driveway. That's a street. We have an open public hearing on the supplemental budget for the ARPA money, so we're taking all public comment.
Well, I have a lot to say about that.
We are in an open hearing for the supplemental budget for ARPA funds, and we're taking public comment. Yes.
What are ARPA funds?
American Relief
Program.
American Rescue.
I don't know.
I wrote
American
it.
American Rescue Plan Act.
Plan Act. They sent out money
to all the cities
and the counties as well.
So was the information about how it's proposed to be spent, is that what you're taking comments on? Or
no, we're taking comments on accepting the money and putting it in the budget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would say I'm in support of that.
I appreciate that. I think that's the first input I've had on a hearing ever. So we
have
put that
input.
In the notes.
You have to
public
put that in
input.
The notes. I'm
yes.
officially saying...
Okay, hearing no more public input, the hearing is closed.
Oh, God, you're just in time.
Right down here, Mr. Potter, so we can keep an eye on you.
Did we start early or something?
What's up? What's up, Amanda?
Sorry. He said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Is it still on?
Yes, I just turned it on. I paused it during the... Is it? It's running, right? I think
yeah.
it is. Okay. All right. Do we have any additions or changes to the agenda?
Yes. Can we add a bait and corner cafe and new business?
Okay, and I'm going to change the order of reports, and under correspondence, I'm going to have the ordinance officer report. Anything else? Do you have a motion to approve the amended agenda?
I would move that we approve the agenda as amended.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Approval of April 12th City Council meeting minutes.
I will make that motion that we accept the minutes for the April 12th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes of April 12th council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Approval of bills from April 12th to May 9th, 2022.
I'll make that motion that we approve the bills from April 12th to May 9th.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the bills. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Bills are approved. Approval of the financial statement. Leah, did you run a report on the accounts that are over budget?
The report should reflect that.
It does. Do you have your report to make the adjustments?
I do.
I'll show you what I'm talking about. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Do you have approval of the financial statement?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Would you sign it?
Stop. It's been moved and seconded to approve the financial statement for April. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Financial statements. Approved. Correspondence? This is from the Fossil Senior Meal Site Board. Good news, we are once again able to open our meal site doors. We are able to come in, sit down, eat, and visit just as we have done in the past. No restrictions. Masks are not required but can be worn. This is up to each person. We will be dishing up each person's plate just for health purposes. You can choose to eat on site or take a meal and go. Your choice. The only ruling we will have is that anyone from out of our general area mask up. This is for everyone's protection. Meals are still each Wednesday at noon with Clark and Jessica still cooking wonderful meals. Hope to see you soon. Fossil Senior Meal Site Board.
I'm not sure.
What's that?
Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nathan.
Oh. This is from our city attorney. Dear Mayor, Councilors, and staff.
Ordinance. Are we doing the ordinance?
After correspondence.
Okay. I thought that was...
No, I have one more letter.
For the auditors?
No.
For the attorney?
The one that's...
He's on there. He's on the agenda.
I know, but I'm reading the letter under correspondence.
Okay, I put it in with the city attorney information.
Well, that we can talk about the replacement.
Okay.
Dear Mayor, Councilors, and staff, it has been my distinct honor and privilege to act as the attorney for the City of Fossil, Oregon for over the past 19 years. It is with deep emotion that I now tender my resignation effective May 13, 2022. I will continue to respect and remember the past and present heroes of this municipal organization and yours and their dedication to the people of Fossil and the surrounding community. Throughout my tenure helping the City of Fossil, I have met with and been acquainted with the most selfless staff and elected officials that any community has to offer. I am proud to have been able to stand shoulder to shoulder with you and these fine individuals and work with you and them in purposeful efforts to respond to the needs of the Fossil and surrounding community. I will sincerely miss all that we have shared. Respectfully, Paul Sumner.
He's been here a long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been the city attorney for a long time.
I would like to get him some sort of thank you recognition plaque, something.
Fruit basket?
That too. Something.
How long is
$50 or something, you can get a nice plaque or something for that.
We find out how long he's been doing it too.
Since 19 years.
19 years. That's right, he didn't put that in there. Wow. So that's a long time.
He didn't say why he was leaving
home. He got another job. Regular paycheck.
And he represents
multiple cities.
Dozen cities. So everybody's going to, a lot of people are going to
change. So he dropped all of them to take a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Or a
job on a regular paycheck, yeah. Depending on how many people you have, yeah.
Do I need a motion to...
Oh, get a plaque?
Yeah.
I'll something. Make that motion, some kind of a plaque for Paul Sumner. I'll make that motion.
Should we say up to, like, a dollar amount? Like
$50? It shouldn't... I mean,
yeah, that's
I'm
a
sure,
buy, I think.
I'm sure, yeah.
I would second the motion to buy a recognition gift of up to $50 for Mr. Sumner.
It's been moved and seconded to get a recognition gift for our longtime city attorney for up to $50. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Ordinance enforcement?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Rodney.
So, Undersheriff Elliott could not be here this evening. Up until April 15th of last month, he was primary. I took back over being primary on April 15th. From the beginning of June, Undersheriff Elliott will be the primary again. So you have his report with a couple of my hours on there. As for last month, I don't have a lot to report on. But for this month, so you are aware, I have been in communication a few times with Mr. Sumner over a property that is vacant in the city that is currently going through foreclosure, and it's a major health risk with code enforcement on it. So I'm actually also speaking with the former owners who are trying to foreclose on it again. So they are well aware in the loop, and the possibility of a new city attorney has already been looped in. That should, I hope, continue, but that, I know that if we let it go too much further into the summer, then we're going to have mice and other issues that I'm trying to head off before it gets too warm. Other than that, I got some letters going out this month, and some people are moving out of their trailers and into better establishments. So.
That is fantastic.
Yes. This will also be my last city council meeting, so thank you for letting me help you
that
guys.
That is not fantastic.
That is not fantastic.
That is all I have on, unless the council has any questions.
Any questions for Rodney?
Where will you be going? What are you doing? Why are you leaving?
I will talk to you about that.
Yeah, that's not a city council thing, so we can talk about that later. Thank you, Rodney. Anderson Perry.
Brad and I met over the ASR project and worked on the design again, and just hoping to wrap that up really soon. The wastewater project, we cut a check to them. Hopefully the last check, as far as I know, it is done. We are doing all the, mostly Leah's, completing all the paperwork. I think we're roughly $13,000 under budget, so the total payment will have to be readjusted, kind of what, you know, they forecasted the annual payment would be. But, so we'll start that, and that'll be added to the next fiscal year. That's all I got for that.
Perfect. ARPA is down under the resolution, so we will move on to museum interior repair.
It's been cold, and since there's no heat in the upstairs in the museum in that area, John asked if he could postpone that so that the mud and stuff would dry better. And I said, yeah, that's fine. So he said he will try to get to it this month if it warms up a little.
Perfect. Any questions? So we have an RFP out. Did we only get one response for an auditing firm?
Are we skipping the cemetery thing?
Oh.
Oh, I do have.
I can go back to that. We can talk about Acuity. Acuity?
Yeah.
Acuity. Is that what that said?
Yeah, Acuity.
Has a bid. It's for $14,500. Did they say they would do it, or did they say they wanted to review our information first?
That is their.
That's their bid?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's their proposal.
Which is about what?
They asked for some financial statements or budgets, and so they went over that and they sent a proposal.
And it's pretty comparable to than what we have been paying. Just
yep.
It's a little bit
it's
more.
It's about $700
more.
More.
It's a little bit more. But I like the fact that the cities that they're
well, they
using,
do Condon.
Yeah. So. And then the other cities that they did. So that they know what they're doing. Out of experience with small cities, so. And that's the only